Listen, I am so excited to share with you from something, a little something that was just been running around in my heart. As a member of the armed forces, I remember an old saying that we used to have that we would say, the quote would go, hurry up and wait. And we would use that saying whenever we would be rushed or pushed to do something with a sense of urgency, only to find ourselves waiting for what had to happen next. We'd be rushing and rushing, and then we'd be waiting, hurrying up to wait. And as I thought about that, it's as if we were kind of living in a paradox. And I begin to think about the paradoxes in Christianity, like, you know, there are a few of them. We are in the world, but not of the world. We have free will, but God wants us to allow His Spirit to guide us. We are delivered from sin, all the while God is delivering us from sin. All of those are seeming paradoxes. And there is one that I'd like to talk to you about today. And in this, I want to encourage your heart when you find yourself being challenged by some goal that you have set, and it seems like you're not moving forward, and you're trying to do everything that you can to make it happen, or some dilemma that you are trying to figure your way out of, and you've done all that you know how to do to try to to get out of that. You've come to the end of yourself, and it's frustrating. And I want to encourage you today that God says, stand still. Stand still. But at the same time, move. Now, that is a seeming paradox. But in the book of Exodus, rather, in the 14th chapter, I'm reminded where in the 13th verse, Moses said to the people, fear not. Now, the Israelites had been led out of the out of captivity, and they had been led out of Egypt, and they had Pharaoh's army to their back, and they had the Red Sea in front of them, and it they were at the end of themselves. They didn't know where to turn, and their faith was waning. Here, God has brought us out for what? You know, where there's nowhere to go. And Moses said to them, don't be afraid, he says. He says, but stand still. Well, I could hear some of them echoing in my own imagination. Yeah, like there's somewhere else to go. We don't have a choice. We got to stand still. But that's not what Moses was talking about. When he was saying, still yourself. Be at peace. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You see, in order to see God's salvation, in order to see God's plan manifest in your life, you've got to be still. You got to stand still and let God do it. It's just like when a surgeon places a patient on the operating table. If that patient every 2 or 3 minutes jumped up and said, are you done yet? Are you finished yet? The surgeon, you know, the patient wants to get up off the table, but the surgeon wants to get done. He wants to get through with the procedure. You want to stay on the table. Let God operate. Let Him do what He's doing. Stand still and see the salvation of God, Moses says. And he says, which He will show you today. For the Egyptians you have seen today, you won't see them ever again. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. You know, and I'm so excited whenever I think about the challenges that I've had in my life in the past and all of the struggles and the things that God has brought me through. I know for a fact that God is not sedentary. He is not just sitting there on the sideline watching. He's involved in our lives. So when He says stand still, then, you know, I know we probably need to kind of open that up a little bit, elucidate that to bring some light to that. And I think there is a scripture. I believe there is a scripture that will do that for us. And that scripture is found in Hebrews 4. And it reads like this in the 10th verse. For he that is entered into his rest, into whose rest? Into God's rest. For he that is entered into God's rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. So let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest. What rest? God's rest. Lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. So what this scripture is helping us to see is that what appears to be a paradox is really no paradox at all. Stand still, but keep it moving. What God is saying to us is, I want you to be at peace when you find yourself in trials. Not because of any great strategy that you might have or any great resource that you might have. That's why God often allows us to be brought to the end of ourselves, because he doesn't want us to be dependent on our own strategies. The Bible says, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. He doesn't want us to rest on our own laurels or to have our assurance backed by our bank account or by our 401k or whatever savings thrift plan that you might have, your retirement plan. God wants you to be dependent on him, and he wants you to be assured that he will never, ever let you down. I'm reminded in the book of Romans, the 10th chapter, that he that trusts in the Lord shall never be ashamed. I am so excited to know that I have a God that can give me a guarantee that he will work it out for my good, that he can take things that I don't understand. He can take things that I can't reconcile in my own finite thinking and make them work for my good. He can take things that today look like they are going to be my utter destruction, but tomorrow that very thing will lift me up to the place that God has for me. So Hebrews 4 brings light to this seeming paradox. Stand still and see the salvation of God. Stand still, but keep moving. I mean, Israel was right there. They were right there at the precipice of the Red Sea, and there was nowhere else to go. But God wasn't telling them to stay there because Pharaoh's army was right behind them. He wanted them to stand still, but move in his time. Stand still, but move according to his will. Stand still, but move in his power. So what am I saying? I'm saying that when you find yourself pressed on every side, when you find yourself with your back against the wall and a rough way to go in front of you, that God is more than able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think. And all he asks that you do is that you cease from your labors. Cease from your works. You've come to the end of yourself. Your strategies, they don't work. Trust God. Trust God. While you're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. Be blessed, my friend.